I'd like you to tell me, Michael, more about the food at the festival.
I'm going to start by saying that we have 10 different food vendors. Only one of them is a festival food vendor. That would be Marty Lane. You can get your chocolate-dipped cheesecake on a stick and things like that from Marty, and he is always a popular guy. The Italian Village Pizzeria is doing their fabulous pizzas, and we've positioned them in such a way that they are going to be continuously bringing fresh pies from the shop, which is just a few blocks away from the festival. We have meat. If you want meat, we've got it. We've got Bear, who does this amazing barbecue where he's got the whole thing set up right there, and he's smoking this meat right there and creates this mouth-watering fog around his booth that just you can't walk by without feeling as if you're starving. We've got the Buzzard Brothers, who've got a completely different type of barbecue, which is rich and juicy, and they've got beef and chicken and pork and drippy and a whole completely different take on it. We've got Big D's Crew. He has something on his short menu here at the festival called Bacon Explosion. If that's not going to attract some people, I have no idea what will. We have the Italian Water Ice Ladies, who create this amazing dessert that is light and refreshing and in 15 different flavors. Hotel Metropolitan, one of my very, very favorites. They are actually a historical museum celebrating some of the greatest jazz artists of our age, and they bring soul food. We have Rivertown Dogs, and here's a young man who had fabricated for him a special hot dog cart a la on the street in Chicago or New York, all stainless steel, and he's offering amazing all-beef hot dogs with everything you can imagine on top. Artisan Kitchen is going to bring their touch of elegance to the festival with both menu items from Shandy's and their catering side. So there'll be dessert and wonderful little beautiful things to put in your mouth. And I've got Bob from Cruisin' Kitchen, who loves to do fish. So he's going to be doing tilapia and catfish and a whole series of wraps. Are you hungry yet?
I'm hungry. You've done a good job enticing insofar as food is concerned. And in the food area, there are picnic tables and trash cans, and it's always policed really well. So it's tidy, and it's near the main stage.
It is. We have the picnic tables basically strung out along that block of Madison and wrapping around the corner where the main stage is. And this allows you to try a couple of different things and settle in and listen to the entertainment comfortably. It's kind of like the A spot when you want to sit down.